Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dito sa Australia, napakaraming Pinoy chefs at mga business owners ang umaangat ang mga pangalan pagdating sa industriya ng food and hospitality. At kaugnay nga niyan, makakapanayam natin ang council commercial, si Ms. Alma Argayoso, para pag-usapan natin kung kumusta na nga ba ang estado ng ating mga kababayan pagdating dito sa industriyang ito. Magandang umaga, Ms. Alma.
Magandang umaga, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
Ngayon, Ms. Alma, ito, unang tanong, kumusta po ang ating industriya, lalo na nitong mga nagdaang mga buwan kung saan napakaraming pagsubok ang dumating sa atin? Kumusta po tayo?
I think napakahirap talaga, no? But I guess we just need to march forward and face these challenges. For the food industry, I believe it is very difficult during the first few months of the pandemic because of the adjustments that they need to make to comply with the restrictions. But the industry quickly pivoted, and the adoption of digital technologies was really unprecedented. So e-commerce, digital payments, contactless deliveries quickly became the norm. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, you can order almost anything from platforms, you know, like Lazada, Shopee, or direct from retailers themselves. For the food industry, not only did they turn to digital technologies, but they also introduced innovations in their food offerings, like meal kit deliveries, for example. So overall, it was really challenging, napakahirap, but it brought about significant changes. And this pandemic is really forcing everyone to improve, to enhance their services and the products, to innovate, to pioneer new technologies that could help us cope with today's challenges, such as this global coronavirus pandemic.
Alam ko may mga negosyo na talagang nakinabang dahil nasa online talaga yung linya nila. Pero mayroon po bang mga negosyo na hindi nakahabol o nahirapan talaga pagdating sa adjustment na ito?
Well, yung mga maliliit natin mga negosyante, yung mga small and medium enterprises, and well, that is the reason why yung DTI in the Philippines really launched this e-commerce adoption. So, nag-organize tayo ng maraming webinars and, you know, really inviting digital companies like Facebook, Google, and all of that para matulungan itong ating mga negosyante na makasabay dito ngayon sa agos ng negosyo nowadays, no, for the new normal.
So talagang kailangan. Ito yung sinasabi nilang para sa ekonomiya. Kailangan talagang sumabay.
Yes.
At dito naman po sa Australia, kumusta po ang industriya, lalo-lalo na pagdating sa pagkain at sa negosyo para sa ating mga kababayan?
In terms of food exports, there is really a lot of room for growth. So for instance, in 2019, our total food exports to Australia was only valued at $52 million. Our target was at least a 3-5% increase for 2020. But understandably, this is not going to happen because of this pandemic. So while food is considered an essential business, dapat hindi naapektuhan, but still, you know, nonetheless, the industry was hit by the limited operational capacity during the lockdown, challenges in logistics and shipping. So yung mga containers na dapat parating, yung mga orders ng ating mga importers, medyo naapektuhan siya. And then for the food businesses in Australia, we have heard that some businesses closed. May mga nagsara po tayong mga negosyante na nagbebenta ng mga Filipino food. But we understand that there was also a spike in home-based food businesses or mga entrepreneurs, mga kababayan po natin who decided to start their own micro-businesses inspired by COVID-19 challenges. So mga kababayan natin na nagsimula ng mag-bake, magluto, and really reaching out and selling this products to the community out there. So yun ang magandang nangyari. And then in terms of yung mga trends naman, it's very good to know that people are now more aware that, you know, that, you know, the of the need to buy organic or natural or healthy food and ingredients because of concerns of about our health and immunity and making sure that what goes in our system are really good for us and our families.
So talagang naging maingat tayong lahat, ano, in all aspects, lalo na sa ating mga consumptions, yung lahat ng mga pinapurchase natin.
Yes, yes. And not only that, but I think locally in Australia as well as in the Philippines, there's a greater emphasis on supporting locally made products. So in Australia, they have this Australian made, Australian owned and grown produce. So the big retailers here pride themselves of sourcing at least 90% of fruits and vegetables from Australian farmers. In the Philippines, we also have a program called Go Local, or Go Local, which is actually an initiative of the Department of Trade and Industry to support locally made products. So yung mga regional offices natin, DTI regional offices, also have their program this Christmas called Pasa Love or Share the Love.
Oh.
And it highlights the various products or specialties that could be sourced or bought from the region. For example, pili nuts from Region 5 or Bicol Region, Christmas parols from Region 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sa ating mga kababayan, I'd like to invite them to watch the DTI's YouTube channel. And the Pasa Love campaign is featured there.
Ngayon naman, Miss Alma, ito yung isa sa pinaka-inaabangan ng marami, lalo na yung mga nandito sa Australia na miss na yung iba't ibang produkto mula sa Pilipinas. May mga bago po bang produkto o mga negosyo na galing Pilipinas na makakapasok na dito sa Australia?
Yes, so for food, more on innovations on coconut products, dried fruits and nuts, new packaging technologies and freezing technologies that could offer a longer shelf life without, of course, compromising the integrity of the product. Those innovations that we'd like to bring to Australia. For others, like franchising brands, we are really hoping that food brands like Jollibee, Bibing Kinitan, Max's or Goldilocks will finally be able to open here in Australia because talagang hinihintay na natin sila.
Yes.
So we are really looking forward to having these brands here. And that's also, I think, the direction of the Filipino brands in the Philippines because what they realize is that with the pandemic, they cannot just cater to the domestic market.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, their overseas businesses help them cope with the pandemic, you know, because, you know, if something's happening in the Philippines, then in other countries that have less cases, they could just continue on operating.
Ito, kasi nabanggit nyo lang yung tungkol dun sa mga major brands, Jollibee, Bibing Kinitan, Goldilocks. May timeline po ba tayo dito kung kailan? Will it be next year or in the next 5 years?
Oh yeah, I don't want to give out a timeline anymore because supposedly dapat this year eh, but
yeah.
You know, the COVID happened, so medyo naurong na naman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult because we're still waiting for the vaccine.
Yeah.
So hindi tayo makagalaw masyado. But the work is continuing. We continue to negotiate on behalf of the businesses, and we continue to look for possible partners for them.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to look for opportunities for this brand to really open in Australia.
Wow, and we're looking forward po dyan.
For other products, for instance, for automotive, we have charging technologies for electric vehicles that we sell here in Australia and other microchips, so those things. And then for services, as always, our IT BPM industry is really going very strong, more so now because of the work from home, you know, situation, mm-hmm. wherein Australian businesses realized that if they could work from home, you know, the work could also be delivered from anywhere in the world, and the Philippines could definitely offer that, because we, you know, we are considered the outsourcing capital in the world. With the skills that we have in the Philippines, with the work ethic that we have in the Philippines, you know, so talagang could really bring value to Australian businesses.
Habang papalapit ang Pasko, siya din namang pagdami yung mga nagsusulputang pagkain na talagang nakakatakam at nagbabalik sa atin ang mga alaala natin sa Pilipinas. And with that, alam ko po nakipag-partner kayo sa napakaraming mahuhusay na Pinoy chefs and business owners para po dito sa mga activities na ito ngayong darating na Christmas.
Yes, oh yes. In September, we launched a 4-month Filipino food promotion campaign under the Food Philippines branding initiative. We started with a B2B for Australian buyers and Philippine exporters. Kasi ito yung importante na madala natin ating mga produkto from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then we partnered with Entree.Pinays and the Filipino Food Movement Australia for an online campaign. Because one of the challenges, of course, still in Australia is how to bring about awareness, you know, how we could push Filipino flavors, products, and ingredients to the wider Australian market. Our goal is to really have a greater appreciation and acceptance of Filipino cuisine and products among the mainstream Australian market.
Kailangan nilang matikman.
Yes, yes, yes. So, because this will drive, of course, the demand and exports, and also drive Filipino food businesses here in Australia, while also promoting our history, our culture, and tourism. Because food is always intertwined with history, with our history, with our culture, and, of course, tourism. It's online. They could view the cooking videos on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. We also have an in-store promotion in selected mainstream organic and boutique stores. So just basically highlighting that this Philippine products can already be purchased in the mainstream stores, you know, not just the Asian and Filipino shops.
Ano po yung pinakang challenging na part kaya hindi natin agad-agad ma-penetrate itong parang Australian market?
First is really on the market access perspective. It's all about how we could bring authentic ingredients to Australia. For example, the local ingredients that we grew up using in the Philippines, like the calamansi, which is an amazing product with a lot of uses and applications. No, it's for drinking, it's for cooking, for everything. But because Australia has one of the most stringent food regulations in the world, kaya tayo medyo nahihirapan in bringing those products. But we remain committed to complying and working with authorities in bringing products that are safe and good for Australian consumers. And then feel that acceptance and appreciation of Australian consumers that our products are really delicious, you know. We really want, and that we use products that are good. That we have organic products, we have healthy products, you know, like coconut, like calamansi, like ube, and these are unique tropical ingredients from the Philippines that have, you know, beneficial advantages for health and the well-being of the community.
Lastly, Ms. Alma, ano pong mensahe ninyo para sa ating mga kababayan at sa mga business owners na nag-aabang po para sa inyong mga programa dito sa Australia?
Yes, sa ating pong mga kababayan, maraming salamat for supporting our Filipino products and services. I hope that you will continue to support us. We will continue to support the Philippines, the programs that we are doing. So again, we have this Filipino food promotion campaign, and we have these cooking videos being shown on Instagram and Facebook. I hope that you will watch them, and that after watching them, you will patronize the products, buy the products, share them with your Australian friends, you know, encourage them to support Filipino products. Thank you also for the support to our TNK. We have this program called Trabaho Negosyo Kabuhayan, wherein we are encouraging Filipino, overseas Filipinos to invest in viable economic activities in the Philippines. I hope that you continue to participate in our webinars and that we continue to, you know, discuss opportunities with us so that you could really finally be able to invest in the Philippines or reinvest in the Philippines, participate in economic activities in the Philippines. And that, of course, could support many of our kababayan in, you know, in getting a job and helping them really recover from this pandemic.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.